Have you noticed that the United States of America and Great Britain have a relationship that goes beyond the bounds of normal international friendship? Is it because they share the same language and cultural heritage? Or is it that they have always been champions of democracy and the free market? Though the two countries have gone their separate ways since the American War of Independence, doesn't it seem unusual that there is such a powerful bond between them? There is a hidden reason for this lasting bond. Do you want to know what that hidden reason is? You'll be surprised at where this knowledge can be found. Do you want to know more? Stay tuned. A warm greeting to our regular Tomorrow's World viewers. In the first dark days of the Second World War, Great Britain was facing a German war machine that had the power, the will, and the tenacity to overrun the island realm. Hitler's Blitzkrieg had swept aside all resistance in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Holland, Belgium, and France. As Winston Churchill surveyed the scene, he knew that there was one hope for Great Britain's survival. That hope was America. He had reason to hope. His mother was the daughter of a wealthy New York businessman, and he was a mix of English and American through and through. The sleeping giant of the United States needed to be stirred to action, and soon after President Roosevelt's re-election in November of 1940, he spoke in a radio address to the American nation. He said, "If Britain should go down, all of us in all the Americas would be living at the point of a gun loaded with explosive bullets. We must produce arms and ships with every energy and resource we command. We must be the great arsenal of democracy." Over the next 5 years, millions of tons of ships, planes, guns, tanks, along with millions of American troops, crossed the Atlantic Ocean to the British Isles for the war effort. At the American War Cemetery just outside Cambridge in England, we see the rows of crosses where nearly 4,000 valiant US servicemen sleep in their graves. They came to Britain for one purpose, to support their British and Commonwealth comrades in arms. At this meticulously maintained cemetery, we also find the names of a further 5,000 servicemen engraved in stone who died in the defense of the free world. These are the names of men who died, and their bodies were never found. Most of them were bomber crews shot down over Europe or the English Channel. How is it that two nations who fought against each other in the American War of Independence have become such close allies? The common bond between these countries has angered and often raised envious reactions from other European countries. What will astound you is that this bond is spoken of in the pages of your Bible. Yes, that's right, in the pages of the Bible. Are we saying that you can find the names of Great Britain and America in the Bible? Of course not. You will find the names of Egypt, Israel, Malta, and Greece in the Bible. Why can't we find the names of Britain and America there? Well, the answer's simple. These people were known by different names in biblical times, but they are identifiable, and we plan to reveal this to you. The Bible is just over one quarter prophecy, and most of that prophecy pertains to the end time. We're living in the times immediately preceding the return of Jesus Christ to establish the government of Almighty God on this earth. We're told in Zechariah chapter 14, if you have your Bible, you might want to open it to Zechariah chapter 14, and in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Notice what it says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one and his name is one. Isaiah tells us in chapter 9 and in verses 6 and 7, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward and even forever. The throne of David, what does that mean? Didn't the throne of David end with the captivity of the Jews? No, the throne of David has continued from Zedekiah's children through another line of Judah down to our day. In fact, you or your neighbor could very well be descended from the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel. How could this be? Well, we need to examine biblical prophecy for the answer. God has bound himself to several unconditional promises. Let us notice some of these. In the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, in chapter 49, an amazing prophecy is given to us. And Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days." Jacob's name was changed by God to Israel. In this passage, we find him telling his sons what would become of them when? In the last days or the end times, just before Jesus Christ returns to earth. Were these prophecies to be fulfilled in the time of his sons living then? No. He meant their descendants who would be living in the last days. God bound himself to this promise. He said effectively, "I guarantee that my 12 sons' descendants will be able to be found at the end of the age." Now, scoffers and critics and doubters have smugly said, "Well, how could the tribe of Israel still be in existence in these modern times?" Well, the answer is a resounding, "God said so." Notice what the prophet Amos recorded in chapter 9 and in verse 9. "For surely I will command and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground." Notice how God has bound himself to his word in Jeremiah chapter 31 and in verses 35 through to verse 37. It says, "Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and stars for light by night. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if heaven can be measured, and the foundations of the earth be searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel." Can you grasp that? God challenges all skeptics and scoffers. He says, if you can measure heaven, then I will cast off Israel. If you can't, well then accept that I will preserve them for all time. When the disciples wanted to know what their reward would be in the kingdom of God, what did Jesus answer them? Notice here in Matthew chapter 19 in verse 28, it says, "So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." That kingdom has not yet come. So it means that somewhere today, there is a nation of Israel that God is preserving for the kingdom. Where is that nation? Is it located entirely in the Middle East? Does it comprise the modern nation we call Israel? No, my friends. What is now called modern Israel, in reality, represents the ancient house of Judah. The house or kingdom of Israel has a separate and surprising history. We'll learn more about it in the next part of our program. Do you want to know more? Well, our free booklet, "The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy," will show you where the throne of David exists today. Call or write for our free booklet, "The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy." It is available to you simply by requesting it. There will be no follow-up. No one will contact you, and your name and address will not be passed on to anyone else. You need to know what the future holds for the people of the United States and Great Britain. This booklet, packed with information about the English-speaking peoples, will amaze you. In it, you will find the compelling story of the so-called Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. you will be startled to find out that rather than being lost, you or your neighbor could very well be descended from these people. Be sure to request your free copy of The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Just call the number on your screen. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the last part of our program, we learned that God has a nation, Israel, that He is preserving for the kingdom. But where is that nation today? To help us understand, let's trace the history of ancient Israel after they had rebelled against God in their own land. In the year 721 BC, the 10 tribes of the kingdom of Israel were taken captive by the Assyrians. This map shows where the 10 tribes of Israel were taken by their Assyrian captors into the region of the Caspian Sea. In 2 Kings 17 and verse 20, we read, "And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hands of plunderers, until He had cast them from His sight." So Israel was carried from their own land to Assyria. The story of how the sons of Isaac came from their captive home on the Caspian Sea into northwestern Europe is indeed fascinating. The name Saxons, or Sons of Isaac, is found in the northern German region of Saxony today. When some of them moved into England after the Romans left in the 5th century AD, they took their name with them. To this day, their name is found in Essex, or East Saxons, and Sussex, South Saxons. The Saxons and their cousins, the Angles and the Jutes, settled in the east of England, thus pressuring the native Britons and Celts to move westward. Amongst these new arrivals were a people that would later move to America under the banner of religious freedom. On page 36 of the booklet, we read, "New England in the northeast of the United States, for instance, was settled primarily by immigrants from East Anglia. Certain parishes of the southeastern part of England were almost emptied of population between 1629 and 1641. In the early 17th century, it was the most densely settled and highly urbanized part of England. If small countries such as Lebanon and Greece are mentioned in the Bible, where would we go to find the people of Great Britain and the United States today? Remember that in our lifetime, several countries have changed their names. What was once Persia is now named Iran. Burma became Myanmar. And the old Yugoslavia no longer exists. The key to the mystery of where the United States and Great Britain can be identified is found in Genesis 48. In this account, the aged Jacob, also known as Israel, is blessing his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Their father Joseph had brought them to him to receive the blessing, and had wanted the older of the two, Manasseh, to receive the greater blessing. As his father crosses his right hand over his left, he puts the younger boy, Ephraim, first. Though Joseph remonstrated, here is what Jacob said in Genesis chapter 48, verse 19. "I know, my son, I know. He also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations." Where do we find two brothers in today's world who have for over 200 years been dominant all over the world in language, culture, and economic power? We believe the Anglo-Saxon people of Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and other scattered areas fulfill the role of a multitude of nations as Ephraim. We also believe the United States is modern Manasseh. This understanding was widely accepted 100 years ago, but has been lost in the secular world of the 21st century. True, it is not possible to go to an encyclopedia and look up an entry for Israel and find this information. Is the Jewish nation of Israel the modern equivalent of the old 12 tribes? Many believe so, but it is simply not true. The reality is that the Jews were given their land by way of a United Nations charter in 1948. On May 15, 1948, a Jewish state was declared in place of the British mandated territory of the former Ottoman Empire. Are the Jews Israelites? Yes. But are all Israelites Jews? No. You know, it's like asking the question, are all Californians Americans? Well, the answer is yes. But we all know that not all Americans are Californians. There were 12 sons of Jacob, and only one of which was Judah. In fact, the word Jew is a nickname for the tribe of Judah. And when the 10 northern tribes went into captivity, Judah and Benjamin were left behind as the kingdom of Judah. The other 10 tribes, which have been called the lost 10 tribes, and according to historians, vanished in the sands of the desert or were absorbed into the various peoples of Mesopotamia. Well, as we learned earlier, God said that that would not happen. God tells us with power and authority that he will not allow Israel to be lost. The kingdom of Judah, that is the Jews, were taken captive more than 100 years after Israel by the Babylonians, and their identity has been well known to the world ever since. The Jews have suffered persecution and pogroms for centuries. Their end time prophecy is found in Genesis chapter 49, verse 8. It says, Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Which nations support the state of Israel most of all? The United States and Great Britain do. Why? Because they're brothers. The Jewish people have never fulfilled the greater promise made by Jacob to Ephraim and Manasseh. Let us read in verses 22 to 26 what he said would be the blessings in the last days that these two brothers would receive. Notice, Joseph, that is Ephraim and Manasseh, is a fruitful bough. His branches run over the wall. The archers, his enemies, have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. They shall be on the head of Joseph, who was separate from his brothers. In a parallel prophecy to that in Genesis given by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 13 to 17, notice what he prophesies for Ephraim and Manasseh. That's in the book of Deuteronomy and in chapter 33. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord is his land with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Think of the giant mining corporations of the world. Many are to be found in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and South Africa. Think of the names like Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, Anglo-American, and De Beers. Australia possesses huge reserves of iron ore, bauxite, coal, and holds one-third of the world's uranium deposits. The wide prairies of Canada, the great wheat and cornfields of America's Midwest, and the vast cattle stations of Australia bear testimony to this fulfilled prophecy. But what does the Bible prophecy predict for the future? To help you understand what lies ahead for these people, we invite you to request our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. It is available to you for the asking and will answer some of the most important questions you could ask about who the English people really are. You cannot understand biblical prophecy without this vital key that will unlock the door to the future. Why is it that so much of the Bible is devoted to these people, Israel? Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, as well as many of the minor prophets, devote chapter after chapter to God's warning to Israel, as well as the exciting part that they will play in the kingdom of God, when God will restore them after their captivity. This free booklet reveals the biblical origins of the American and British descended peoples. You need to know the future of the Western world. Be sure to request your free copy of The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Just call the number on your screen.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow World Magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World Magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the previous part of our program, we discussed biblical prophecy relating to the American and British descended people. They descended from the ancient house or kingdom of Israel, while the house of Judah or the Jewish descended people have established a modern nation in the Middle East. It's sad to realize that the people of modern Israel, that is, the American and British descended people, will be chastised by God for their disobedience and rejection of His laws and His commandments. Once we know the identity of modern-day Israel, we can follow their future through the pages of the Bible. For example, listen to the words of God given to us in Leviticus 26 and in verse 14. If you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, but break my covenant, I will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you. Did you hear that? If we despise God's statutes, He will appoint terror over us. It could not be any clearer or plainer. Our rejection of God's laws is bringing upon us curses and not blessings. Notice what God says to us in verse 17. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. This is a sobering description of our world today. September the 11th, 2001, changed the world for Americans. Britons were stunned by the underground bombings, and on two occasions, Australians have died at the hand of Jemaah Ismailia in Bali. Is it too late to reverse the curse? Yes, there is hope, if only we will learn the lesson. Notice what God says in Jeremiah chapter 26. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that He has pronounced against you. Is it going to get better or worse for the people of the United States and Great Britain? Well, the answer is yes, it will get better. But in the near future, it will get worse. The Bible warns of ever-increasing droughts and food shortages. We can expect our economies to decline as those in Asia rise. We can expect to see increases in earthquakes and natural disasters. In fact, God is only just starting to get our attention. Now, what about you personally? If your politicians will not change and turn to God, what can you do? You can consider your own personal life and ask, where am I accepting and doing things in my life that I know are wrong? Where have I compromised my moral standards? And what can I do about my life? You know, if we genuinely ask God to help us repent, He will answer because He loves each one of us and He knows how much sin destroys us and those we love. Go to God and confess your sins. Acknowledge where you've gone wrong and change. Ask God for the gift of repentance and examine yourself. God will hear and he will forgive. We cannot wait for those around us to change before we do. In fact, it takes moral courage and fortitude to go against the flow of the world, to resist the pressure of friends and obey God. But if you make this choice and wholeheartedly pursue God and his ways, you could very well be assuring your survival when this present society suffers from the coming punishment that is prophesied in your Bible. Now, are we trying to scare you? No. We're giving you advance warning of what lies ahead. And here at Tomorrow's World, we take that responsibility seriously. I said it's going to get better, and that is true. In fact, there's a time coming when the people of Israel, who will have gone into captivity, will return to their lands, and Jesus Christ will restore them. Let us read here what it says in Jeremiah chapter 32. Notice it says, "Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them." Yes, there is good news for Israel in tomorrow's world. You can play your part and turn to your God, and he will pour out on you blessings that there will not be room to receive them. May you and your loved ones be blessed with this great understanding. You can learn more about the future of our Western world as predicted in Bible prophecy. We invite you to request our informative free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. You need to know the future and prepare for the future. Be sure to join us on Tomorrow's World program each week. Roderick Meredith and Richard Ames will share with you the prophecies for tomorrow's world and the teachings of Jesus Christ. We look forward to you joining us next week at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.